Welcome to a Surreal Shore production with Erica, host of the Surreality Podcast, and my co-host, Justine of the Shore Store. How you doing tonight?
I'm so good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm excited. We've been talking about doing this for a minute, and it could have been sooner. Like, as soon as I watch this, I'm like, why have we been resting on this?
Every time I watch this, I'm like, why did it not get a second season?
I know. It's such a breath of fresh air, especially lately with what Teen Mom has turned into, like, especially this Next Generation thing, or what's it called?
The Next Chapter.
Next Chapter. I always go to Next Generation. Whenever there's a reboot of anything, that's always what I go to.
Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. That'll be for when one of the kids has a kid.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's so amazing, and it's so real, it's raw, it's probably the messiest Teen Mom season, maybe second to, like, when Janelle was on heroin, but we also have heroin in this show, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. RIP to the forgotten girls, I mean, not literally, but Katie and Alex, like, they both absolutely gave their heart and souls to this season, and I'm so excited to just relive this with you.
So we do have a couple orders of business before we leap into the episode.
As always.
Oh, yeah. First, I do want to mention both the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings are 5-1 right now. Just saying.
I know. And the Vikings are going to be in Buffalo. It's not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. No, two weeks away. Okay.
Yep, we got 2 weeks till. So whoever's team wins, of course, Justine's being the Bills, mine being the Vikings. Whoever's wins gets to choose an episode of anything that the other person has to watch and recap.
Do you already know anything? Do you know what yours is?
No, I have a couple things in mind. A few of them I just think you would do with me anyway, so I don't want to waste it on that. I want to waste a wild card on that shit.
Well, I would do anything with you anyways, so it's, you know.
The stakes are high, is what we're saying here. And say, my husband and I were talking about it, and he's like, you should just change it to, like, a prop bet or something. I'm like, why? He's like, because we're gonna lose. This was, like, four weeks ago or something. And I was like, I don't really care if I lose, though, because worst, quote unquote, come to worst, I do, like, a Real Housewives episode, which I've never seen. Like, and I'd probably really like it. So
you would really.
It'll still
like
be
it.
Fun.
I would honestly get you to watch Vanderpump Rules. Like, of course.
And I'm totally down for that because what I've
and
seen,
you would fucking love it.
Yeah. But stay tuned. It'll be fun. I'll think of some good ones. Something you won't be expecting.
Okay.
Also, of course,
as long as I can find it in Canada.
Touche. Oh my gosh, you guys, have you found The Surreal Life yet, the new one?
Not yet. Oh. Which wasn't it supposed to be a Paramount Plus original?
I thought so, because I thought that's why they brought Surreal Life back, but I actually had it wrong and it was coming out on VH1, so I've recorded it on my YouTube TV, but I haven't seen it on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, and then I don't know, I have like the on-demand thing on my cable where you like say whatever you want and it'll show you like where you can watch it or whatever, and I said Surreal Life and literally it was like YouTube clips were the only thing that came up, like nothing about the new one at all came up. So I'm hoping that, because sometimes with shows in Canada it'll be like a week late or something,
yeah,
they'll do the announcement over where it's going to be streamed, or so I'm hoping.
I was going to suggest trying on YouTube to buy the episode from YouTube, because I did that with Vanderpump Rules.
Was it you who posted someone didn't know who Dennis Rodman was? Like,
oh yeah, Manu MUA didn't know. He's straight up. So Dennis Rodman asked Manny what he did for a living, and he's like, oh, I actually do social media, you know, whatever. And, you know, of course, that's genuine. Like, Dennis Rodman's not going to know who Manny MUA is.
Right.
And he immediately, in turn, was like, so what do you do? Tamar Braxton just starts dying. And she's like, are you serious? And they both are like, really don't know who I am. But
pathetic.
I know. It's hilarious, though. But Dennis had like a really good point. He's like, I was doing shit that kids are doing now like 20 years ago, and people back then thought it was a big deal, you know?
Very true.
So, Teen Mom news. Of course, the Teen Mom gods blessed us as per usual. They only had like 48 hours to work with, and they still delivered. Apparently, Adam Lind was arrested for not paying child support. Surprise, surprise.
For Aubrey.
For Aubrey, yes. It was apparently back in May this happened, and they're just talking about it now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he owed, actually, I didn't see how much he owed, but he had a $2,000 bail, paid it, and then later the court decided Chelsea should get that bond. So she got $2,000.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I'm still wondering where they are with Cole adopting her, because I just don't see why they haven't gotten forward with that yet, because it seems like Aubrey's with them 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently back in February, when Chelsea was doing a lot of Instagram lives, she had said that she had heard Adam was in a really good place, and she didn't know that for sure because she hasn't talked to him, but she had heard that and was happy if he was.
Okay, Chelsea. Whatever you say, girl. I was thinking about her and Cole today because when I was at the nail salon, they had HGTV playing. And I was like, oh, yeah. Aren't they supposed to? Because I remember a long time ago seeing a picture of them filming it. So I was wondering, like, when the hell's the trailer for that going to drop? Do HGTV shows do a trailer thing? I don't know. So is it just going to appear one day?
I wouldn't know. That is not my niche in the slightest. I think it's supposed to come out in January.
All right. Well,
I think they've been saying that. And I was like, geez, that seems far, because they were doing this back in January.
I'll watch the clips that people post on Reddit and on Instagram and stuff. Sure. But I doubt that I'll sit there and watch a full episode. But I might. You never know.
Cole's going to take a pair of like deer antlers and hold it up above a mantle. And Chelsea's going to go, I like that.
My God.
Just over and over. In the shitter, in the living room, in the baby's room.
Yep.
What else? What else do we have here for Teen Mom news? Teen Mom news.
I mean, just the Jade announcing her and Sean's wedding date, which is a year away.
October 6th, I believe she said. What'd you think of the engagement photos?
I thought they were nice. I liked that she didn't have orange eyeshadow on for once. She she did the smoky eye, which I preferred. I don't know. During the proposal on the show, she looked very uncomfortable. She was giving Kayla and Young and Pregnant, like, don't do this. Please, no.
Don't do this.
don't do this. But so I don't know. I mean, they seem happy and I hope it all works out for them. But here's the thing. Do you think that Sean, I mean, I don't deny that Sean loves her, but do you think that he is like clinging on to his D-list fame? Or do you think that he would still be there if the cameras weren't there?
Oh, I don't think he's holding on to the fame. I do think he's holding on to Jade. I'm rooting for Sean. I hope he stays sober. He looks really good sober. Like, he looks like he's in a much better place. He has life in his eyes. But I think he has things set up very good with Jade. I mean, does he work still? I mean, has he gotten a job? He hasn't had a job that we know of in a couple years here.
No, just the show.
Why give that up?
True.
So I guess in a way, yes, holding on for the money. But
yeah.
Yeah, I like the pictures, too. I like the black on black.
Yeah. I'm rooting for them, too.
Which is very in right now.
Yeah. It's always in.
We'll see if the engagement holds until then. That's a whole year away, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But on Girls' Night In, like, Jade was so likable. Like, her and Chow were very likable. And Jade was, like, so real. Like, you know, every single person in the world gets mad. And everybody has their freakouts and says stupid shit. But she's like, just picture you're angry and then there's a cameraman in your fucking face and then you just want to tell them, like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, it kind of makes sense, but
absolutely.
Yeah. You got to watch Girls' Night In. It was really good.
I'm gonna. I need to. So, were Leah and Jaylen on last night?
Yes, they were.
Oh, wow. What were they like?
I personally thought Leah was wasted. I could barely understand anything she was saying. They were drinking wine, and she was like, like to everything. And Jaylen just looked like, you know, that dumbass smile on his face, and he was just like, what? And he's like, Leah, don't tell me. I actually want to know. Like, acting like he didn't know what was going to happen in the show. Yeah.
Sure, like he hasn't watched all of this already.
Yeah, it was pretty cringy. But Barr was hysterical. The coven was hysterical. I was, like, dying laughing every time they came on screen. It was really good.
What episode were they watching? What were they watching?
They watched an OG episode where Kate and Ty find out that their last baby is a girl. Also, the Edwards.
It's a girl.
Yeah. Barr laughing at Tyler's reaction was, like, priceless. And then what else happened in the episode? Mackenzie's family had an intervention with her dad about eating sweets. That was hilarious. And then also something with the Edwards. It was, like, following that reunion where Taylor got into Larry's face and everyone had something to say about the Edwards. Deb and Barbara were on it as well. And
together?
Together, drinking together? Wine.
Oh.
Barbara had a whole box of red wine beside her.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to watch. That sounds great. Well, speaking of Mackenzie, whenever I think of Teen Mom 3, I somehow forget Mackenzie came from that season. And I don't know why, because she was just recently on Teen Mom OG until, what, last year?
Yeah, and I actually liked the decision that MTV made to bring her onto OG, and I'm disappointed that they didn't bring her onto the new show, because I think she could have brought a level of mess that isn't necessarily there anymore with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of messed up if you look back and think on it, because MTV got rid of her for so long. And, you know, because Brianna was like the chosen one, if you will, from the Teen Mom 3 girls. And then when her mom was like about to die, RIP Angie, you know, MTV just all of a sudden showed up. They filmed her mom's death. And then, you know, they stuck around for like 2 or 3 more months and then they got the fuck out of there again. It's kind of savage.
It is really savage. It's fucked up. And we see Angie in this episode and it's...
Yeah, it's some dark stuff.
It had been so long. It is. We barely see her, but... Oh, just knowing how it all turned out is just super sad.
Mm-hmm.
And Brianna seems different on this show. I think she really came out of her shell that first, like, season or two when she came on Teen Mom 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I...
She's a lot more shy here. Yeah.
I was telling you before we started recording that I watched her 16 and Pregnant episode a couple hours ago, actually. And I was not even going to lie. I was sobbing through the whole thing because I was just like, how far she's come. Like, you know, she definitely makes some questionable decisions and does some questionable things. But she is such like a strong, independent woman that like doesn't take shit from a man. And in her 16 mm-hmm. and pregnant, she was like so broken down by Devon and everything she was going through. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, everyone says she might be a bad person, but you can't deny she's a good mom. So, yeah,
she's a great mom. And I wish I had the guts to do, you know, what Brianna does. You know, I'm not someone to stand up for myself, and that's something I really need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, props to... Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brianna's actually the person we start with in the episode, so do you want to just get into it here?
Let's do it.
All right, so we meet Brianna DeJesus in Orlando, Florida, and she has 6-month-old Stella with Devoyne, and at this point,
Nova.
We still don't know... I said Stella. Oh, Nova. And at this point, she's still calling Devon or Devoyne Devon. Like, we had no idea that was his real name at this point. So hearing that is just...
We didn't know until, like, what, 2016, 2017? Like, it wasn't that long ago that we found out.
Yeah, yeah. Brianna is smart. She graduated a year before her class, and her and DeVoyne broke up, what was it, like 6 months into her pregnancy or something?
Yeah.
And he never really seemed interested in being a dad, right?
No, it was one of those where he's like, oh, I'm gonna be there. And he wasn't there through her whole pregnancy. And her 16 and pregnant episode, there's a scene where she's still pregnant and she's just like, you need to be here for this baby. And he's so checked out. It's such a weird scene. And then, of course, that whole thing happens at the hospital where he leaves to go play basketball and she doesn't put his name on the birth certificate. Well, she puts his name on the birth certificate, but she gives Nova her last name.
Yes.
I think. And then that sets him off. And then, yeah. DeVoyne is not likable in these early seasons at all.
Complete 180, because I root for DeVoyne all the time now. Like,
same.
I am so happy when he's around those kids, both Nova and Stella. It's always adorable.
Yes.
A big part of Brianna's storyline is the fact that she and her older sister Brittany got pregnant around the same time, and Brittany decided to have an abortion. Brianna did not. So they immediately talk about that in this episode, and Brittany seems to be fully confident in her decision at this point. Like, she doesn't seem to have any regrets.
I feel like most young women who get abortions usually don't regret it, because there's like a reason why you feel like that's the decision that you need to make. You know what I mean? Like, they say sure. That most women feel like a sense of relief. And also, she was only a teenager. What, Brittany's a year older than Brianna?
I think so. Something like that. Year and a half-ish.
Yeah. So she's extremely young, and she was seeing, like, you know, the misery that Brianna was going through. And in the 16 and pregnant episode, you see it too, because Brianna's at home with newborn Nova, and then the editing is just so funny, because then they're just cutting back and forth between her and Brittany, and Brittany's like at a haunted house with her friends laughing.
That's
and
right.
Having a good time. Yeah. So
did she go into labor that night?
Well, Brianna went to an event earlier in the night, and then she went into labor later in the night. But then after she had Nova, it was like Brittany gets to go out with her friends and laugh.
Oh,
I'm stuck at home with the baby.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason I was like, did she go into labor after going to the haunted house? That might be a different episode.
Yeah. That's what they insinuated.
Yeah. But we see the coven, Roxanne, Brittany, and Brianna with Nova out to eat, and Nova, I'm going to say it, she is the cutest baby in this franchise, I think. She's so
cute.
Oh.
Brittany is Roxanne's identical twin.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were at this restaurant, were they seated at a weird spot? It was like behind the counter or something. Did you notice
it was a
this?
Weird spot in a weird place. Like, Roxanne asks the server what their most popular dish is, and he just says wings. Which I loves me some wings, but I'm like, that's the number one. Like, unless
they're
at like,
seem like a wing spot,
right? It didn't seem like a bar. It was like a white
diner.
Tile. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was strange.
Yeah. Well, he walks away and comes back to ask if they're ready. And while he was gone, Brittany said how he was nice and crispy, and Roxanne was telling her to shut the fuck up, quit hitting on our server. But you're right, it was cute. No one really seems like they've changed other than Brianna, like we had said. What do you think of Brianna's hair here?
I love her with the really short hair. I thought, really? You don't like it? I think that she looks really
like
pretty.
Everyone likes the hair except for me, I think.
I like it.
I don't know what it is.
I mean, I think if she tried to do that look now, with how she looks now, I don't think she'd be able to pull it off as well. I think it was just that her face looked really young and, like, clean and just... She just had a different style and also a completely different body back then as well, so...
Neither of the girls have BBLs.
And they both look so much better. I mean, no offense to anybody who wants to get a BBL, but they do. They both look so much better.
Just anyone who does, like, yes, go for it. But do you really think it's a good long-term choice?
No, no, no. If you want to get a BBL, I feel like required watching would be Jade's BBL episode of Teen Mom. And if you can watch that entire two episode sequence or whatever and still want to get one, then go ahead. You deserve to get one.
The first BBL I ever saw was, at least that I know of, that I was aware, was on Are You the One? You ever watch that show?
I love Are You the One.
It's so great. It's such a great show.
Underrated show.
Underrated, absolutely. I think a girl in like the first or second season had it, and I didn't know it until they acknowledged it, and it still looked really good. It wasn't that big. It just looked appropriate to her size. Like, I have a flat ass. I wouldn't hate having some more. Like,
yeah, some of the, they can be well done.
We just don't see it very often.
I thought you were going to say Britannia from Rock of Love 3, because remember on the reunion,
yeah,
she came back and they were like, what's different about you? And she's like, well, I got a bigger butt.
You're right. Yes, that is the first one. And then she had said, I think in the Isle of Money reunion, it was either during that or in the premiere, she said she wanted to get it done again. And here we are.
And here we are, five BBLs later, 10 boob jobs.
I thought she, during Rock of Love, like, she had obviously at least had her boobs done. And she wasn't, like, I remember my friend used to knock me because she always said I thought women were hot who, like, weren't naturally hot. Like, people who were really done up and that kind of thing. And I, like, thought Britannia's, like, slamming. And she was beautiful without makeup and stuff, too. And then now I'm just like, you look like Madonna to me. Like, you look terrifying.
Yeah, she looks crazy. Yeah, I agree with that. There's a level of like overboardness for sure. Yeah. It's an addicting thing.
Yeah, just a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne seems so stoked to be on camera again in this episode. Like, she's really playing it up every time.
As she always does.
Yes, yes. She tells the girls while they're eating, like, you know, like, the only way we're going to get through this is if we all work together. Are we going to work together? And Brittany is like we're fucking doing right now, Mom. Like, are we not doing it together right now? But I guess Brianna's going to be going to school. She's not working right now. You know, she's just staying with Roxanne and Brittany. I'm assuming Brittany works. We don't hear that. But we cut to the grocery store and we find out that Brianna has gotten on WIC, which I think is great.
Is this like a popular thing? Is this like a known thing?
Oh, that's right. We talked about this. You guys don't have that. Yeah. So WIC is like the food stamps, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it's actually even that quote unquote hard to get on.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to be like living on the streets to qualify for WIC, but it just doesn't get you like crazy shit. It gets you like all your essentials and
right,
some extra stuff, but yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention this too. While they're eating, Brianna was saying how she wishes she could be more independent, and, you know, it's like, yeah, like, it's, I wish I didn't have to ask you guys for help, but it's like, I want to be able to do it on my own and, like, take Nova to the grocery store with me. It's like, you can't do that right now. Like, talk to me when you have a year and a half year old. Like, Nova is the perfect bringing to the store age right now. She doesn't do anything. She's just a potato, like a roly potato, not doing anything.
True.
Like, once they can run, it's just game over.
I never thought about that. I always just thought that bringing a baby everywhere you go with you seems like a pain in the ass. Like, no matter where it is.
That's surprising coming from you.
It just seems like so much extra work.
It is. I won't actually, but I've thought about waiting until nighttime after my husband gets home to start running errands, because sometimes it's just like, but anywho.
It's like that fight that Kale and Javi have that one time, because he wants her to bring Lincoln to the grocery store with her. And she's like, why would I do that when you're at home to watch him? It was like, I was totally on her side for that fight.
Yeah, fuck off. I've had that kid with me all day.
Yeah.
After this, Brianna and Brittany are talking on the couch, and Brianna starts to talk about the fact that she sometimes does wonder if she would have gone through with an abortion like Brittany did. And, you know, just things would be different. Like, she loves Nova, but Brittany had said timing, which I thought made sense, you know, because Nova's obviously, like, the perfect baby. And I'm sure she loves her like no other, but...
Yeah.
It's different. You can't help but wonder what how it would be different.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously now I'm sure she's glad because, you know, she has a whole career because of it. But let's talk about that their house, please, because where they live is so completely different than what I remembered in my mind. They have this like purple house.
Was it like a condo? It was an actual house?
I thought it was like a house, didn't you?
I might just be imagining like the apartment they lived in forever once they came back to Teen Mom.
Like, I feel like they downsized from this to that condo that they lived in for forever.
They very well could have. I loved when people referred to that as the playroom.
Oh, their God, old apartment. I know.
Yeah.
Well, just picture how crammed they probably were in there.
Some people are used to that shit. I know people who grew up with like three siblings and like shared rooms and all that kind of thing. And I've talked about like if we were to have another, I wouldn't want to stay here. And it's like we could make it work for sure. But I'm like, I already feel like I can't have any less space than I already have.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
I.
Some people just don't care, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
My husband's family, there were six of them, and they had one bathroom. Like, people make it work.
That's fucking crazy to me.
I know. I know.
I, like, need my own bathroom.
I know. It was... I took a lot of pees outside. We'll just say that. I didn't clock the house, though. I just assumed they lived in the condo. I guess.
Oh.
But I've forgotten about this. Brianna finds out that Devoyne has been talking shit about her on Twitter.
This is so classic.
I had totally forgotten. Yes. And this is going to be a pretty big storyline this season, if I recall correctly. But I guess Devoyne is pissed that Nova. Gosh, Nova doesn't have his last name. And he's posting shit about her, you know, how she's still gonna be single when she's 40. Which especially now is funny because whenever young people talk about people in their 30s or 40s, it just kills me every time.
You know, there's
like, gross 40.
There's this episode of Floribama Shore, and there's this girl Kayla Jo that Jeremiah has a crush on, and she always meets up with them at the bars and stuff, and she's like 29 or something, and Jeremiah's like, I don't know, 22 or 23. And Nilsa, like, wants to hook up with Jeremiah, so she's jealous of this girl. And she's like, if I'm still at the bars partying and trying to hook up with guys when I'm 29, somebody please shoot me in the face. And it's like, and I always think of that whenever I, like, go out and I, like, drink and stuff. I'm like... You know, I'm from, like, this is 40. I'm like, am I too old to be here? Like, do people think I'm, like, weird? You know what I mean? But,
yeah,
it's hilarious to look back. Because we probably did it, too. Like, I know I did, at least.
Yeah. Like, oh, gosh. 30? Like, if I haven't done X, Y, and Z by 30, I'm just gonna die.
Oh, like, I know.
Ugh. But Roxanne, I should have looked up how old she was here. I'm guessing she's...
That's what I was thinking. Mid-late 30s here? Roxanne definitely gets Botox. Like, I've always thought that because, you know, her face only moves in certain spots. But Roxanne...
Her eyebrows keep going up.
Yeah, so I feel like when you get Botox, like, on the sides of your forehead, like, it gives you that natural kind of... It gives you more of an arch. So like a little lift, so I feel like she probably gets that. But either way, what I'm saying is that she looks really good and really young. Like, even today she looks almost the same, you know. But I thought the same too. I was like, she could either be 35 or like early 40s. Like, it, she looks in that range.
Agreed. But she doesn't know what
it reminded me very much of when she was yelling at Javi, when she's like, you got on the iPod. Is Twitter some sort of like chat room?
I don't know what all these cameras are doing here. Yeah, she thinks Twitter's like a chat room. And Bree's like, basically, like, she just doesn't want to bother. You know how that is. It's like, I don't want to. Just, yes, sure. That is what it is. So Roxanne asks her, well, what do you want to do? Brianna, she wants to go to court.
My favorite part was Devon tweeting that Roxanne looks like the chick from Ants. Did you catch that one?
I didn't see that! I've always heard the mom from Tangled, or like the witch from Tangled, which I've never seen. But Ants is fucked up. I never liked that movie.
I watched it like when it came out, but I don't remember.
He's right, though. She jokes.
And I feel like, you know, obviously we're going to see later in the season, you know, the iconic scene between Devon and Roxanne. But it really feels like they didn't like each other from the beginning. I don't know if that started at Brianna's, like, labor or even before that. Because in her 16 and pregnant episode, like Roxanne says, like, no matter how you and I feel about each other, like, you have to be here for the baby. Like, it feels like they've had animosity against each other for a long time.
I can't imagine why. I'm sure from the get-go she had a feeling. And then when he wasn't showing up for things leading up to the delivery.
Yeah.
I'm sure she could tell. And if anything, was just, you know, hoping for the best, like any parent would do.
Yeah, exactly.
But Roxanne and Bree go to court, and she files a order of protection, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, so there will be legal consequences if he bullies her again.
Yeah. When I heard this, I laughed out loud, because I didn't remember this happened, and I always relate PFAs to none other than
but
Kale
Brianna
Lowry.
Was the OG at the PFAs. And her
That's right.
I know.
Their beef started even back here. So pre-Javi. Yeah. But the first followed by Kale's, like, 10,000 PFAs she's gotten. But yeah, that's how her segment ends. Anything else to
Not
say
really,
about Brianna?
But I really enjoy watching the three of them together. You know, there's even today there's some episodes where I'm like, I can't stand them. They're such dumbasses. But then there's other episodes where I'm like, oh, I really like them. So you know, they're great TV.
I like their bond too. I was watching it being like, that's like the only, if I knew my two kids would be like that and like have that kind of vibe, it'd be like, okay, I'll have another. But there's no guarantees. Are you close with your brother?
I mean, honestly, we haven't been as close since he's had his baby, because he has a fucking baby now. But, you know,
sure.
we were like, I love my nephew. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But, you know, Gross. Things happen. Life happens. Yeah. But we were never like Brittany and Brianna. But it's also different because they're sisters.
Sure.
It's different with like a brother and a sister, I feel. Like, I feel like sisters are always closer, or brothers are always closer.
It's just, it's really fun to watch this. And we'll be seeing the whole coven on in like 2018. I think they brought Brianna, something like that. So it's just cool to have this as a reference other than the 16 and pregnant episode, because I would love it if they brought more people on from the original series, even if we don't know a lot about them, except Nicole Paulin, or however you say her last name. I never want to see that bitch on my screen.
Yeah, she's a monster.
But it's cool to see this and have a little bit of backstory going into the new show. And especially while we're still watching them now, and they are one of the families that deliver the most.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you. I feel like they should have brought more girls from, because when I was looking through the 16 and pregnant catalog today, like, they came, these four girls came from 16 and pregnant season 4. 16 and pregnant season 3 is just like forgotten about. Like, there are so many girls and stories to choose from. And I remember saying that and feeling like kind of upset the season when they brought Cheyenne and Bristol Palin on, because I'm like, you know, one of the 16 and pregnant girls deserves this more than them. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, if anyone doesn't know where Cheyenne came from, she came from Are You the One, which we were just talking about. But yeah, and then she was on The Challenge one season, maybe
didn't
two.
Did she get pregnant with Ryder on The Challenge? Like, didn't her and Corey sleep
At the reunion with Corey, yeah. And then she didn't know who she was for a bit there.
Didn't her boyfriend at the time think he was the father for, like, the first year or something?
Oof, I don't know. I thought she was with Zach and was pretty open about, like, I'm not sure.
Zach, she was with Zach, too. Cheyenne has a messy timeline.
She does. I'm sure it happens more than you think.
Like, for sure.
I'm sure this kind of shit happens all the time. But yeah, we'll be seeing the DeJesuses later. Next, we check in with Katie. Katie Yeager.
My God. Okay, so I was curious to see where she was at today in this day and age, and I didn't even get to that. I mean, I followed her on Instagram, but I found out that Joey had a son, apparently, with a girlfriend before Katie named Graydon, I think the name was. And he doesn't have any involvement with that child, like a Nathan situation. And since Molly, his daughter with Katie, he is now married to a woman named Marissa, and they've since had two children together. And in 2016, a warrant was issued for his arrest for not paying child support for Molly. So it all comes full circle.
Oh my God. Oh. That's what I love about this show. I'm a big sucker for anything that's consistent this day and age. It's comfort. I like that. Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I just, while you were talking, I was just thinking, this season, this crew has the worst dads, I think. I know that's a really tough bar. Like, but... But all these guys are just completely mentally checked out. Half of them have just been saying from the get-go, like, I don't want to do this. This is not... Which isn't bad. Like, I'd rather they be honest.
You're right.
Than
I think
lie,
Team
I guess,
Mom
but,
3 does have the worst stats. I was just, like, thinking about it for a minute. Because Teen Mom, there's
I guess
no...
Joey's the best.
Joey... I haven't seen enough of them yet to, like, determine, but... I will say in Katie's 16 and pregnant episode, she is so effing annoying. Like, and even in this episode, like, she's really, I get why she gets frustrated and angry, but she's just like a barking chihuahua or something. Like, shut the fuck up. We get it. Like, she's a really annoying person.
Yeah. She does shit, like, and then expects to have, like, no, you know, anyone backing up to her about anything. Like, she is berating Joey, like, you know, not being violent, but, like, you know, at one point she, like, snatches his wallet from him, and it's just very, like, if we saw a guy doing that, it's like, and then when he, you know, kind of retaliates, she's like, well,
isn't
I was
there
upset.
An episode in this season where they get into a physical fight and they're like pulling the baby back and forth with each other, and then, like, her mom comes and the cops are called and everything.
Oh, I don't know.
He's grabbing the baby from her, and he's like, she's with me. And then I'm pretty sure that happens. I, like, have a memory of it in my head.
Is she, like, walking out of the apartment kind of as it's happening and going down the stairs? Is that...
I remember
okay.
That.
Okay, all right, it's coming back.
There's a few other things I remember from her, but didn't he, like, also drop her clothes off on the side of the road, and she's like, do people not have class anymore?
Yeah. Yes, and that's a quality Teen Mom moment here.
I'm getting ahead of myself, though.
Yeah, but their story here is... They were, like, super duper in love. Like, their families got along. They even let them move in together. Katie had moved in with Joey's family. And, of course, she got pregnant. Is there anything from her 16 and pregnant episode that we might have missed?
I mean, she goes over it here, how her dream was to go to college in Denver. Like, she does not shut the fuck up about that. Like, we get it. What was her thing in the... Okay, so... in her 16 and pregnant episode, Joey didn't get his coal mining job until the end of the episode. He was working, I don't know, he had some other, like, factory line type of job or something that didn't pay as much. So they were living with his family, and then his mom was like, oh, we'll take care of everything until you guys get on your feet. Like, we're going to set up a nursery for them, everything. And instead of just being grateful and sucking it up, she was like bitching. And she's like, I don't want them to take care of us. And then he's like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. And he's like, it's just temporary. Like, I want to move out too. And she's like, you don't get it. I can't take things from people. That's not who I am. And it's like, well, then why'd you get pregnant when you can't even support yourself? Like, duh, you're obviously going to have to take things from people. I don't know. She's just really annoying.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I know that some people aren't going to agree with this statement, but she keeps talking about, like, oh, why couldn't I go to Denver? Like, my dream was to go to college in Colorado, and I had to be a mom instead. And it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, you chose to.
Her frontal lobe isn't developed yet, but it's like, you made a choice. You're not going to get to do some shit.
I know, there's like a moment where her friend who did go to the college that they wanted to go to calls her, and she's like, oh, you would love it here. And Katie's like, why'd you have to go to college without me? And her friend's like, what do you mean? Like, why do you have to get pregnant and not come to college with me? Like,
yeah, I'm doing what I'm quote-unquote supposed to do, asshole. These were our plans.
Like, you're the one that didn't go through with them, you know?
Katie's taking online college classes, and because this is the Teen Mom universe, she's also working at a kid's clothing store. Which I think Kate and Tyler worked at one together, of course, and Kale did at one point,
and
too.
I think Alex in this episode works at one, too. At least she works in some sort of retail setting.
Yeah, she's got a retail, a fast food, and the dance, but we'll get to that. Joey is a coal miner, and when we first see him walk into the house that they're staying at this point, which seems to be their place, so they've gotten a place, I think production really wanted to, you know, us to know that he's a coal miner, and I feel like they literally just, like, grabbed some black makeup and, like, drew a line across his face. Because he's got, it's, like, right across his nose slash mouth. It's like, hey, I just got back from mining.
It's, like, all over his face. He comes in, he, like, sits on the couch, grabs the baby, kisses Katie, kisses the baby. It's, like, everywhere. It's, like, go shower first, please. And he constantly is smoking cigarettes through this whole season. And it's, like, not only that, but, you know, he's just chain smoking the entire day. So he probably reeks of, like, BO cigarettes, dirt, everything. Ew. But I don't remember him being as good looking as he is. And I'm not saying that I think he's attractive or anything, but I'm just saying he has potential. Like, I can see the good looking in him, if that makes sense.
He's a mix of Ryan Edwards and Adam.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see why like a teenage girl would like want to have sex with him, I guess.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's like got tattoos. He wears like the, you know, the big brim hat.
He dresses like a less gay version of how Tyler Baltierra dressed in the early seasons.
No, exactly. He was like a perfect image of a 18-year-old boy at that time. Which, oh, shoot, I didn't mention it. This episode premiered August 23rd, 2013. So we're coming up on, you know, just shy of 10 years here, where we're at now. And, yeah, Katie immediately starts bitching about how his hours at work suck, and then she finds herself sitting at home a lot at night and gets bored, and he's like, why don't you just go to sleep then? Which, yeah. If your man or your partner, whatever, has a weird schedule, like, you can adapt to that. I mean, maybe with her job she couldn't, but I'm assuming a kid's boutique doesn't open until, like, 10 in the morning.
I mean, this is one thing that, in the teen mom world especially, I never understood, because these girls are like, you get to go to work and actually do things, and I have to stay home all day with the baby. And it's like, well, I'm sure he would rather be at home with the baby and, like, be able to take naps. And, like, yes, I understand babies are full-time and you always have to be aware, but you still get to, like, watch TV and, like, do things kind of for yourself. At least you're in your own home instead of, like, being at work. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm sure Joey would rather be able to stay home than go, like, almost die every day coal mining. You know what I mean?
Right. Manual labor. I know. That's something that I have to remind myself. Like, whenever I'm complaining about work or like thinking about my job, I'm like, at least I'm not fucking like ruining my body. I mean, my back's not great, but I'm not out there working a manual labor job.
In the sun, like, aging yourself 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, but when Katie was talking about college and she was reading out of one of her textbooks, like, she said she wants to go for psychology, which, way to throw 40 grand in this day and age right out the window. Like, when she was reading out of the textbook, it just made me want to puke because I've done so much school in my time. I just, like, never want to read out of a textbook again. Ugh, like, the way things were phrased, I was just like, don't. Such a waste of time. But yeah, she's bitching to him, and he's just like, I don't know what you want me to do about it, and then heads off to take a shower. Katie tells him not to touch anything on the way there, and she calls her friend up, and they have that conversation you already mentioned, like, ugh, why did you have to go off to college and leave me here? And her friend's like, you really want to play the what if game? Not my fault you're stupid, basically. And I love how Katie, this is something people only do when they're like filming, how she just casually pushed herself up on the counter to sit on there while she's talking on the phone.
Exactly. That's what people do. I used to sit on the counters when I was a teenager, so.
Oh, you did?
I mean, I would never now, though.
Katie's at work and they share one car. It's technically Katie's car. And when he can, Joey will pick her up from this kids' boutique she's working at. And on the way to get into the passenger seat, she sees that there is a dent, not a terrible one, but a dent in the rear driver's side door. And she immediately is like, what happened?
As soon as she gets in the car.
You weren't even going to tell me.
And then what did he say? His aunt backed into the car or something?
He's like, I was going that way. I turned around, so I was going that way. And then I don't know why I'm doing country accent, because he's not. They're from Wyoming.
I know. I almost wore my Josh Allen Wyoming jersey when we were recording to see if you would get it.
I wouldn't have, so.
Next time.
Another day. But yeah, she gets in, and he's like, yeah, I turned around, and then I saw my aunt backing up, and then she hit it, like, that's what happened. I don't know what to tell you. She's like, well, did you get her insurance information, Joey? And he's like, no, I didn't.
At least it's
really
someone he knows.
He
yeah.
Like, if it's his aunt.
What if his aunt's like, oh, like, I'll just pay for it. Like, bring it and get it, get like a quote on it or whatever, and I'll give you the money or whatever, or I'll pay for it. Like, it's someone you know. It's not like he just ran away from a random person. I don't know. I don't get why she's.
Right,
so
a Walmart
upset.
Parking lot, yeah. You'll get it. Maybe y'all can just work it out between the two of you, which, honestly, I'd probably rather do, because I'm sure it's one less email I have to answer. So she storms out of the car as soon as they get to the house, and she slams the door to the house, and Joey walks up, and he's got Molly.
Molly with an
I never mentioned that, who's 6 months old. Molly with an I. I do love the name Molly, but... yeah, why you gotta ruin it? So Joey walks in with the baby and is like, thanks for slamming the door in my face. She's like, you weren't even in the door, Joey. Her thing is, she's super mad about this and keeps saying, you don't even care. You don't care. You weren't even gonna tell me. And he doesn't even want to give her the time of day.
He's like,
because
I just
he's like,
don't want to.
You're being so stupid. I can't even.
He's like, because I just don't want to argue with you. Like, and I don't blame him, because this girl, this is how she reacts to every situation. Like, she loves to yell. She loves to get upset. And he clearly doesn't. Like, I feel like this guy's just like a stoner, and he just wants to, like, not even talk at all, ever. And all she wants to do is fight, you know?
He seems baked out of his mind, but I'm assuming it's just weed, like weed and cigarettes for sure. That's the vibe I'm also getting. Like, he's just an 18-year-old guy who's doing his...
he likes to smoke a joint. And then after his joint, he'll smoke like two or three cigs. Like, that's the vibe I get.
Then play some video games. Absolutely. But he walks away, and while he's walking away, Katie calls after him and says... what's next, Joey? You gonna break Molly? It's like, oh my god. Like, She's just unbearable. This is the exact Katie I remember, too. Like, Katie in this red, like, winter jacket she always has on. That's always, it's either
and
that
one
or the fashion
thing that
runway.
I totally, like, it unlocked a memory for me her, in her 16 and Pregnant episode was her giant red spacers. It's weird because she had them at the beginning of the episode, and then at the end, it looked like she got her ears sewn up or something.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. The girl likes red. Shit. Katie's so pissed. She has to leave the house. She goes out with her sister, and they meet up with her dad, their dad, at a place called That Yogurt Shop. A frozen yogurt shop, because, again, this is the team mom.
Did her sister not look exactly like Leah Messer / Gracie Messer? Like, identical twins.
She did. She looked more like their sibling than Katie's sibling.
Strange.
I'll tell you that much.
The weird crossover.
Yes. But because this is a teen mom show, they have to go to a froyo place. And Joey calls her and he asks if she can wake him up at 8 tomorrow for work. And she just asks, "Did you call your aunt?" Doesn't even respond to him. And he doesn't even respond to her. He just goes, "Actually, could you call me at 7:30 instead?" And Katie was like, "Did you hear me? Did you hear me?" Like, okay. And they hang up. Like, neither of them has acknowledged what the other person has said. But Katie's just obsessed with him calling his aunt and getting this insurance info. And tells Katie's dad that she doesn't want to have a relationship like he and her mom did. Which has got to be great to hear. But the dad's like, yeah, don't. Like, if he's not going to change, he's not going to change.
Which
don't make that mistake.
It's true. If all you're doing is arguing and you're not happy, like, there's no point. You know, Katie and Joey were doomed from the start. He should have just been her, the guy she lost her virginity to, and that's it. Like, she should have never attempted to settle down with him, and vice versa. They were both miserable from the start.
Absolutely. There's no love between any of these teen mom couples, even the ones who are technically together. Like, there is no love anywhere.
No,
everyone
except
hates
Mackenzie
the shit out of
loves
each other.
Josh, but I don't think he loves her back.
You don't think so? Gives you that idea.
Oh, God.
But we head back to the house, and since apparently Katie is on her mom's insurance, her car insurance, she says her mom had to call the police and file a police report, or like an accident report, which I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she called her mom up and got her all steamed up, you know? And she's like, "Well, we got to make an accident report, Katie."
Amanda.
And
yeah, you know that Katie called her mom and like bitched about it for a while. Like you said, got her going.
"Joey totaled my car, Mom. The car you're co-signed on." But it's like a full-on blizzard outside, and the cops pull up to the house. And Katie storms it with her sister, storms into Joey's room and is like, "Joey, the police are here. Can I have your license, please?" And Joey is like straight up sleeping, like in his full day-to-day wear, including his shoes, I'm pretty sure, which makes me want to fucking bark. He's half awake, digging into his pocket and tries to pull out his license. And she snatches the license out of his hand, just goes, "I'll just take your whole wallet." And the cops don't really do anything. They just said, you know, like, "Hey, he probably shouldn't make it a point to just leave the scene of an accident in the future."
Yeah, he's like,
"That's
a good way to get a ticket, leaving the scene of an accident." And then that, of course, like, riles her up
and then
even more.
"You're going to prison, Joey."
Did she say that?
No, she just tells him, like, "The cop said that you're really lucky that he didn't give you a ticket."
Yeah.
"Or that you didn't get a ticket." And he's just like,
"Is Joey older than her?"
I
mean, if
they
did
it,
just like went over my head. But I'm just getting the vibes that he's like a year or two older than her, at least.
2 years older. Yeah. Yeah. He's probably 20. Maybe we'll see a 21-year-old episode in here. Like an episode when he turns 21 and Katie, like, stalks him wherever he goes. Like, no. But this guy is the perfect combination of stoned and tired. I'm sure he's exhausted from this job that he's doing and the hours sound
terrible.
Yeah, and
he gets to come home to Katie. So.
Yeah, that delight. Exactly. But I know we'll be seeing some good shit from Katie in the future. Excited. We've the talked about the fashion show before.
The arguments that they had, him getting a new girlfriend and her going over there breastfeeding in front of them. I feel like that happened at one point, didn't it?
I don't. Oh, my God. I did notice she was nursing throughout this. There was a couple times. And the first time I wasn't super sure. I was like, she's stupid. She might just be covering her kid up with a blanket because she thinks she's like a bird or something. And if she does that, she'll shut up. But I did notice that. And that was surprising because I think it's very rare when a teen mom from these shows or just a teen mom in general makes that decision.
To breastfeed?
I just thought that was interesting.
What other moms did Chelsea did with... not with Aubrey because
not with Aubrey.
She couldn't with Aubrey, but with Watson. Oh my God, I went so blank on the name for a second.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other moms did.
I'm just thinking in their 16th pregnant, though. I just think for teenagers, I think they rarely ever do it. I don't know if it's because they usually go back to school and they can't and it's too difficult, like with pumping and everything, or if just because teenagers are like, that's gross.
Well,
that's
I remember Farrah going like, I don't want my boobs to get saggy. And the doctor's like, that's not what makes your boobs saggy.
Yeah. Getting pregnant makes your boobs saggy. I got pretty lucky, but like, I miss my boobs. I had like practically Cassie from Euphoria boobs, and I like just didn't respect them enough. But I'm getting mine done anyway someday. It's gonna
be fun.
I can't wait. Also, when you do get to watch the real life, Stormy Daniels' tits, it's... Like, you thought Linda Hogan's were big. Stormy is, like, a complete other animal.
When women get massive breast implants like that, I mean, I guess it's the same thing as getting, like, multiple BBLs. Because the thing is, like, you can't just get that the first time you get your boobs done. Like, because they have to stretch it out. Like, there's this bartender that I worked with for years. And she has a daughter my age, so she's much older than me. But she's had, like, I think 3 or 4 boob jobs because she wanted them, like, bigger and bigger. And hers aren't even, like, as big as Linda Hogan's by any means. Like, it's a lot of surgery. Also, boob jobs from the 90s have gotten so much better. Like, now there's so many options over, like, what material you want in there, how you want it to look. When I feel like these boob jobs in the 90s, like the Pamela Anderson style, it was just two big balls. You know what I mean? When most women nowadays don't want that. They probably want a more natural look, just bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of someone who has a fucking garbage personality, we're going to check in with Miss Mackenzie Duthit. And she's in Miami, Oklahoma, and her whole thing is how she's like a superstar cheerleader and that's her passion, and she's with her boyfriend Josh and he's a bull rider, and this guy has the personality of a fucking like 2x4, and he always has like talk about
that's giving him a little too much credit.
Exactly, like talk about consistency. This couple hasn't
I would
changed.
Say the personality of a cowboy boot.
He would like that. Mackenzie would like that. But yeah, she's a cheerleader. He's a bull rider. She got pregnant at 16. And of course, we see the iconic shot from her 16 and pregnant episode when she has her cheerleading outfit on with her big old belly.
That was literally my first note. Iconic Mackenzie cheerleading outfit.
That's like... You know, whenever they talk about Mackenzie, they show that for sure.
Or 16 and pregnant in general, I feel like you think of a pregnant cheerleader.
Absolutely. Because Farrah was too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But Josh and Mackenzie had Gannon, who's 6 months old now. And we get the scene of Mackenzie asking Josh to quit rodeo because she thinks it's dangerous. And I think she wants him to get a better job. And he... really unwillingly says yes, and we find out that Josh has already had a few concussions, so it's a good idea he quits anyway. That's his
you don't huge say
yeah that's a huge storyline of his, like quit looking at people in the NFL, quit studying people in the NFL and start studying this fucking guy.
Seriously though, like when Josh goes, can we please see how intense his CTE was.
When Josh goes. On top of everything else, Mackenzie also has type 1 diabetes.
Jeez, I forgot about her and her diabetes. And like I said, it comes full circle because that Girls' Night In episode that they were watching was her dad saying that he has diabetes and them being like worried about him because he was eating too much sugar.
Mm-hmm. Because men can't take care of themselves.
Nope. Not Mackenzie's dad, apparently. Yeah. But no. The thing about Mackenzie is, you know, obviously we've seen on the show and everything, she's like super into fitness and working out. Like, even back in these days, we see her, she's, you know, even though she just had a baby 6 months ago, she has like an 8-pack. She's doing her cheerleading thing. But
the like one perk of having a kid as a teenager.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that your body usually goes back to semi-normal.
However, Mackenzie definitely was one of those girls that like peaked in high school and like that's it for her.
Y'all, Justine has a cameo from Mackenzie that she showed me that was from what, last year?
2 years ago, because it was my 29th birthday.
Oh, okay. I forgot you're 31. I thought you were 30. But yeah, this girl's probably what, I think she's 27 now. And she could easily pass for 37 at least.
She looks hungover in it, first of all. Or that, like, she didn't sleep at all the night before.
And orange.
She looks like she's wearing yesterday's makeup. And I just feel like nobody taught her about proper skincare. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but I'm just saying she lives somewhere where it's sunny all the time, where it's always
gonna say,
like, you need to wear SPF every day, Mackenzie. And I just feel like it's obvious that she doesn't. I know that sounds mean, but it's true.
Fuck that. It's true. People who are from Florida and Arizona look like this and worse. And I'm speaking that at someone that looks at faces every day for a living.
Okay. Well,
It is what it is.
Yeah, like, she just got her lip fillers and she, for some reason, felt the need to tell everybody on social media that, like, everybody else in the world...
Like, currently.
Yeah,
like yesterday this happened.
Like, everybody else in the world doesn't have lip fillers already. Like, come on, Mackenzie. But I just feel like she should have gone for the preventative Botox before that. But that's just my opinion.
Like, the professional the injector who did it to her could have maybe been, like... Maybe could have tried to upsell a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she needed the lip fill. It doesn't matter.
But no, she's not looking great. She's not aging very well.
But she was really cute in this episode back then, which is why I'm saying she definitely peaked in high school.
Absolutely. And she's the type of girl that I'm sure any guy in high school, you know, like, I'm sure the guys on the football team that she cheered for, like, had huge crushes on her and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Mackenzie and Josh are engaged, but they live separately. They each live with their parents, and it's their anniversary. So I think it was Josh's parents said they'd watch Gannon so they could go out to dinner. And this date is the worst, to say the least.
First of all, I think it's so funny when they put the subtitles on, like, all the Southern people, like Corey or whatever. And I remember Leah... on one of the Unseen Moment specials or something, she talked about that. She's like, Corey gets all upset, like, why do they put the subtitles on me? You know what I mean? But Josh, for real though, like, he needed if anyone on the show has ever needed subtitles, it's Josh. You cannot, like, understand if your life depended on it. Like, I'm sorry,
it's weird for someone who's like not Ozzy Osbourne to have subtitles,
right? But Josh does need them, though. He's a very important actor. That's literally how he talks.
Mm-hmm. With no emotion whatsoever. I can't imagine, like, are his parents concerned about this at all? Like, your son has he's monotone. He's got no emotion whatsoever.
Do you think he's just like that on camera / around Mackenzie?
Well, that's what Mackenzie says. She says... She's been saying since a few years ago, and that was like one of the reasons she exploded on camera the last season she was on, is because she says that Josh is just so great and full of life off camera. But the second the camera turns on, he doesn't talk and he just, you know, acts like a huge dick. And I just, I feel like we'd see the crack every once in a while, if that were the case, you know?
Yeah, I agree, because they filmed them for, like, a whole day, don't they? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I just don't think that Josh is the sharpest tool in the shed. And
he's not the sharpest spur on the boot?
No, but I also just don't think he likes Mackenzie either. I think it's kind of a mixture of both.
Well, I wonder why he sticks around, because it's pretty clear that Mackenzie has tried to make it work with Josh because Angie, her mom, like, it was like her dying wish that Mackenzie and Josh stay together and work it out because they're married, mm-hmm. and that's how it works. Like, not literally, well, but she Angie, had told her before she passed, like, just work it out.
Angie is also the one, though, that didn't want Mackenzie to be on birth control because she thought that the equivalent of taking a birth control pill was the equivalent of giving yourself, like, having an abortion.
Jesus, one of those.
I remember on, it had either been the reunion for this, Teen Mom 3, or the Life After Labor 16 and Pregnant special, one of them, and she was talking with Dr. Drew about that, and Dr. Drew, like, had to explain the science of birth control to her. He's like, that's not how it is.
You're not giving yourself an abortion orally every month.
Like, The View, what did that one girl say? That taking Plan B was like having a baby and then throwing it into a dumpster.
Did Hasselbeck say that?
I think so.
Oh my god. That's the only person I can imagine would.
Like, she was getting so upset over women taking Plan B. Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, I want to know who it was. I'll look it up later. Whatever. But it's their, so they start talking about the wedding. You know, Mackenzie brings up to Josh, like, you know, what kind of wedding do you want to have? You know, like, what are your opinions? And he just says he couldn't care less. Like, he's like, I don't care. And Mackenzie's like, yeah. So I can make it a Barbie wedding and you won't care? And he's like, well, obviously fucking not.
Do you think that Josh is only, like, playing this game with her at this point because he feels like that's what he needs to do? Because obviously where they're from, that's like the culture, right? Like, you know, get married, have babies, sure. Be with the same person your whole life. Do you think he felt like, oh, this is how my life's supposed to be, even though he was miserable and he just, like, couldn't express that properly? Or I don't know, like, there's something else going on with him, I feel. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
Absolutely. Dude, was there ever a drug problem with Josh?
I feel like there was.
Me too.
I remember Mackenzie being on TMZ, and this was when, like, she wasn't on the show at all. This was the period where MTV, like, forgot about her. And she got into a car accident because Josh was hog hunting. And she had to, like, chase him, and then she had, like, a diabetes stroke behind the wheel or something and, like, crashed her car.
Do you remember this? Oh, my God. That is insane. When did you say this was?
One of the time, like, when she wasn't on TV, like, okay. After Teen Mom 3, before
Good
her ketchup
God.
Special.
No, I don't remember that at all. No, I don't know with Josh. I think I'd like to think no other girl would give him the time of day, but I know that's not true because there's always someone who will give him the time of day.
Okay, he is, like, so dumb that I would, like, I get stupider just thinking of Josh right now. But however, he's not the worst looking guy.
No, he's good looking. I mean,
he's okay. He's got a nice bod.
Sure. Like, when you're a teenager, especially. Like, of course, this is the type of guy you're going to be into. But now I'm like, that's a... like, no fucking way. But I don't know. I want to meet his parents before I make that decision. Like, I want to get the vibe from his parents and see if maybe they also seem religious like Mackenzie's parents are.
Mm.
So we'll see. But of course, too, while they're eating, we get a shot of Josh doing Mackenzie's insulin shot, of course, because again, she has diabetes. How are we supposed to know unless they don't show it, you know? But Mackenzie says she tried on this date, but, you know, it's terrible. It's going nowhere. He's not communicating with her or giving her eye contact. He's refusing to give her eye contact. It was giving me vibes of Chelsea's date from season 1 of Teen Mom 2.
Oh, yeah. But that was a little more...
When the guy won't stop watching a football game?
That was a little more comedic, though. Because the dude was, like, watching the sports game, and he was like, no, but this is, like, this is an important game. Like, that's why I wanted to come here. And, like, that was kind of funny. This was just sad. this
because you know
depressed.
It's exactly the same in a decade?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally a decade later, and their conversations are exactly the
Two
same.
Two more children later, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. So Mackenzie and Josh went on. So after they had Gannon, they had Jaxie and Bronx. The worst names. Like, I always think that the worst name has happened on Teen Mom. And then I remember another one.
Okay, so I actually love the name Bronx for a boy, but I don't like the way she spelt it. Because she spelt it, like, with a C-S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be with an X. Like the Bronx. Like Ashley Simpson has a son named Bronx, and I like that.
Bronx Mowgli, right? I'm pretty sure that kid's middle name is Mowgli.
Like her kid with Pete Wentz?
Yeah, yeah.
Mowgli? Really? Yeah.
Like the Jungle Book. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like that part, but I like Bronx with an X.
I've never been big on Chelsea's kids' names. I think Watson is a terrible name. Walker, I like it. I like Walker. There was a kid at my daughter's gymnastics class today who went as a ranger for Halloween today. So he was literally Walker, Texas Ranger. And I thought that was really cute because he's like two.
Aww.
I know.
That's cute.
No, but it's, bad names, bad names. It's a different day, I'm pretty sure, and we see Josh and Mackenzie hanging out in, like, her living room, maybe it's his living room, and Josh is in his Nathan Halloween costume. He is in his fully cut out muscle tee. It's yellow, it's perfect, there's no sides, so you could just see, you know, like, Josh's whole torso through this motherfucker, and they're just having the same conversation over and over again, you know. She wants to know if he wants to be with her or not. And he's just kind of like...
He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I don't care what you do. He literally says it out loud. Like, I don't care what you do right now if you leave my house or stay. Like, I'll be fine either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. Mackenzie talks to her sister, who is a spitting image of Angie. Like, I thought Mackenzie looked like Angie until I saw her sister, whose name I didn't catch, but...
She has, like, so many siblings. It's so hard to keep track of them. Like, she has a lot.
Three sisters and a brother, I think she said at the beginning of the episode. And they're all just tan as... They're like the Hogan family. They're tan as fuck. White blonde hair. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Big muscles on all of them. They're really into fitness.
A Barbie family, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie leaves, and she's talking to her friend, and she says... Do you remember when Josh was in love with me? Well, he's not anymore. Our friend's like, Josh is just a different species. Like, you never know what you're getting with him. It's fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, she's like, he just doesn't like me anymore. Which, I mean, I could totally see because it was probably, like, fun and they were having a lot of sex and stuff. And then he, like, watched her give birth and was like... You know, never
clocked
again.
Out.
Yeah, I don't know. He has the IQ of a peanut. So
yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. I agree with you, and I think that since it was like especially forbidden, like the idea of sex pre-marriage was a total no-no. I think the fucking was even more exciting for both of them,
mm-hmm.
especially Mackenzie.
And I also think it's one of those things where, like, she's trying so hard to make it work. So she, like, when before it was probably, like, more of a chase for him. You know how men are with their chase.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Now she's, like, trying so hard to work for her family and Gannon. And he before was more probably chasing, like, the hot cheerleader in school.
Did they say what she's doing? Is she working? Because her sister asks her what she wants to do, and she's like, cheer.
cheerleading. Her sister's like, well, you're not gonna be a cheerleader forever.
Like, no, like, one's, you're not a gonna cheerleader
be
forever.
You're not gonna be Monica from Cheer, okay? Like, that's just not gonna happen.
Well, it's, you know, she's a senior at this point, I'm pretty sure. Like, you can go on to Cheer, obviously professionally, which would be dope as fuck. Like, if that were my situation, that would be great. But I mean, even that probably only goes till you're...
Are there professional cheerleaders? I think it's just, like, the college thing, right?
There's totally NFL cheerleaders.
Yeah, but those aren't, like, real cheerleaders. Those are just dancers. They're not, like, what Mackenzie's doing, like, sure, competitive cheerleading. Like, because in the TV show Cheer on Netflix, like, they kind of explain this, like, you only, like, you do competitive, like, NCAA competitive cheer throughout however many years, but once you graduate college, like, it's over. Like, you can join all-star teams and stuff, but it's, like, not really the same. It's not as big and as competitive or anything like that,
right? And, like, who's going to professional, like, all-star cheer teams other than people who also did cheer?
Exactly. So, like, the NFL thing is valid. Like, of course she could be an NFL cheerleader, but those girls aren't doing, like, stunts or anything. You know what I mean? Like, they just go on the field and do, like, a quick dance really quick and then...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. So what's your end game here? Like, what job would you like to do? Would you like to coach? Would you like to... Well, she ends up obviously doing, like, exercise stuff, like workout stuff, which is great, which is perfect.
Didn't she coach a cheerleading team on the show?
On OG or this show?
Yeah. On OG.
I think you're right. I think the first season she came back for, she is doing some sort of, like, part-time coaching thing, which is also great.
Right.
And then she went in on the gym with that guy and...
And then her son shit on his floor.
Bronx is a fucking, like, demon.
Didn't he, like, rip a ferret in half at a pet store? And she just, like, tweeted about it. Like, oh my god, it's so crazy being a mom, guys.
Boys will be boys. Hashtag boy mom. Like,
oh my god.
It was both her boys, I think. Like, they both did it.
It's funny. I think this is the perfect time to bring this up, but I don't think I've brought this up yet on the podcast, but there was a, like, a Ask Me Anything on the Teen Mom Reddit, and it was somebody who shared a hot tub with Mackenzie. Have we talked about this?
No.
What? At some, like, hotel resort in Sarasota, sure, which is where Mackenzie lives, and they said that she was there with her kids, but she was literally, and the person posted a picture of her and Mackenzie as well on the thing, and her and Mackenzie were just in the hot tub together, I guess, and she said her kids were unsupervised. They were just running wild, and Mackenzie was not looking after them or disciplining them or anything, and they just did their own thing, and Mackenzie was just acting like they weren't there, and that surprises me none.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all either. Like,
wouldn't expect anything more from her.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go look for that. That's terrible. And no, not surprising at all.
Can we talk about Josh and his friends, please?
Yes, I was going to say, we're going to cut to Josh hanging out with his two friends, and they're playing pool in someone's basement. One of the guys is like...
Someone's basement? It said Josh's house, and then it was literally just a trailer.
Oh, I did see Mackenzie leaving a trailer when she storms off after they fought just a few minutes
ago. That's Josh's house. That's where he lives.
Okay. Is that, that's not like the basement of the trailer? That's just the ups, like, that's, I guess, why would there be a basement in a trailer? But I'm just thinking of Sister Wives right now and Janelle's RV, which is like a dope RV, actually. Like, that's...
Oh my god.
Yeah. So this is his house. Okay, perfect. Love that.
Yeah. So they live in what, Oklahoma?
Yeah. Miami, Oklahoma.
Because Miami, isn't it Miami?
Oh, is it? It's spelled Miami.
Oh god, whatever.
That wouldn't surprise me though. Yeah.
Well, I know in like West Virginia, these like trailer houses are like very normal. Like those are like everywhere. So I'm wondering if like wherever they live in Oklahoma, if it's like similar, where these are just like the normal. It doesn't matter.
Sure. I know we've talked about this, but I would love to go on like a Teen Mom road trip and visit all the towns.
Oh my god.
I'm a weirdo enough to do that.
Same. I remember the first time I ever drove to Florida in like 2014 with my friends. And when we were driving through Tennessee, the first thing we all said to each other was, oh my God, Macy lives here. Mm-hmm. No, because we saw the sign for like Chattanooga or something. Yeah. And then we all got excited. We're like, oh my God, Macy from Teen Mom lives here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm that girl. When I was driving back from Florida this time and we were going through like the Carolinas, I was just thinking like, oh my God, I just want to go to the land so fucking bad. But I wouldn't though. I'm too scared. Like David would shoot me for sure. But like I would drive by really quick, but I wouldn't stop.
Yeah. And that's enough. So one of Josh's friends looks like Norman Bates or some shit, and the other guy is like Larry the Cable Guy or something.
His brother is there wearing a toque, not just like a regular toque. He's wearing a toque. Toque is Canadian, isn't it?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Beanie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's Norman Bates. Got it.
But he's not just wearing like a regular beanie. He's wearing one with like the strings when the pom-poms down the side, like a real comfortable winter one. It just seems a little hot.
Yeah, absolutely. But people in the South are fucking pussies when it comes to being cold. I mean, I know it's not like typical for them, but whenever I see, you know, the whole city closed to 2 inches of snow, it's always like every time.
No, I know. And I always think of Janelle on Teen Mom 2. When she's like lives in friggin' Myrtle Beach and she was wearing like a winter jacket like with fur on the hood, and it's like, why do you need that, girl? Like, I would probably go there in however cold it is right now and wear a t-shirt, you know? Yeah. What I mean,
absolutely. It's like Pauly D when they go to Miami in season 2 and he's like, you can't creep in this weather, you can't do this in this weather.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny though, because when you go to like Florida and places like that, that's how you can always tell like the tourists away from the people who live, because the people who live there are like bundled up wearing like scarves and stuff, and mm-hmm. then, you know, the Canadians are walking around in shorts and a t-shirt.
Absolutely. Or like rust on cars isn't as common. Or it's like, I know, not really,
that's
a known
one
thing
that I never really thought of until I was there recently, because I was like, oh yeah, I guess their cars stay nice for a lot longer because they don't have to like worry about that shit, or like, you know, stupid potholes in roads because of the shitty weather and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, must be nice.
Where like if you get rust on your car, like where it's snowy, it's like that's like a limb you have to cut off practically.
Yeah.
Or else your car is fucked. But Josh and his friend and brother are talking, and they're asking him, like, you know, would she leave you if you started to do rodeo again? And he's like, probably, but I wouldn't be, like, brokenhearted about it.
She doesn't want me to do the bareback anymore.
Yeah, I got that!
He literally said that at one point.
When he said, like, you know, like, she doesn't want me doing the barebacking or, like, the barebacking issue, I'm kind of like, whoa, what are we talking about here?
You perv.
Yeah, that's what I call it. I love calling it that. But his friends are like, no, dude, you got a kid together. Like, you gotta work it out. So this leads to him, Josh, texting Mackenzie saying, I love you. I want to stop fighting. Let's not let this tear us apart.
And I don't even think he knows what he's saying, by the way, but watching the cell phones and the text messages on, like, come to life on the phone just brought me back to such a time in my life, mm-hmm. before, you know, iPhones and Blackberries, like, they had those, like, sliding LG phones. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Oh, I was dying at the beginning at Nova. She was like chewing on Roxanne's Blackberry, and that to me brought me back, because even that's a while ago.
Oh, the world was so much better in these times. Ugh.
Right, it's a more peaceful place.
Exactly.
But yeah, Josh ropes Mackenzie back in. That's how he gets her every time. She is just grinning ear to ear. Her family's back together, happily ever after, as we'll see coming up here. But yeah, at current time, Josh and Mackenzie have been officially separated, I think, since, like, spring, summer, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been some postings of Mackenzie hanging out with some guy who she says is her friend, of course. And it's like they seem to be a little closer than friends. But it's just so fucking crazy. These two have lasted. They lasted a decade and probably will still get back together. And they just haven't been happy the whole time and had more kids and everything. And it's just fucking insane.
It's definitely so many factors that play into that, I think. Like, so much religious trauma that Mackenzie has because of her mom and stuff like that. And, you know, RIP to her mom, but it's true. And like I said, just like products of their environment. Like, this is just, like I said, his friends aren't being supportive of him at all. They're just like, well, you know, you guys have a kid together, so you have to be together. And it's like, they shouldn't have been together from the get-go, but the worst thing that they could do is have more kids together. And that's what they did. Like, it's...
I say all the time, my parents did not get married. It was never even really talked about, I'm pretty sure. And they broke up when I was super duper young, and I think it's like the best thing they could have done. Not to like force it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like my parents weren't married, but they got divorced when I was like 8 or something. And yeah, it's wild to even think that they were ever together in the first place.
Exactly. Like, ugh.
Sometimes people are better apart. And just because you have a kid together, sometimes staying together is the worst thing for the child. But can we talk about Josh brushing this horse really quick?
Oh, yeah. Their like end scene is the two of them talking by horses, naturally.
Yeah. What's they're he like doing? He's like brushing a horse. And she's like, you know, Josh, like, I think our problem is that, like, I'm so hyper and it, like, bothers you.
Yeah.
But you're, like, quiet and that bothers me. And he's like, That was literally his response to her. And then she goes, yeah, I knew you were the one for me when I saw those cowboy boots. And then the camera, like, pans in on his muddy, stank-ass cowboy boots. And
he's
it was
the
just
one.
Perfect. Classic teen mom editing. I loved it. That was my moment of the episode, if you will.
Oh yeah, that was a professional teen mom producer there. And I just couldn't help but think, like, when she said that, I'm like, man, I think the exact opposite. Like, if I looked at some guy and thought he was decent looking and panned down and saw him wearing cowboy boots, I'd be like, mm-mm, and walk away. Like, I would be
Same.
Fully Homer Simpson backing into the hedges. Like, nah. Yeah.
I mean, unless we're like at a country concert or like a place where everybody is wearing cowboy boots like that. But in day-to-day life, yes. Especially Josh's, which were like literally covered in horse shit.
Like actual cowboy boots.
Actual. Right. Yeah.
Not like Free People cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, that's how their clip ends. Like I said, it's just crazy to see absolutely no growth.
Oh no.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Miss Alex here is de Bella de Ball.
I was just about to say it. You took the words right out of my mouth. I do have a question though before we start with her, because I know where the other girls live. Where does Alex live? That wasn't confirmed for me. I must have missed that.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the 16 and Pregnant, because they don't mention it on this.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it seems cold in all of the girls. Maybe, well, not for Brie, but I mean, they're in Florida. Yeah, but at the rest of them, it's like cold as fuck when they're filming.
Well, not Mackenzie, right?
I mean, they were, like you said, they were wearing jackets. Or, like, when Mackenzie leaves Josh's trailer, she has a jacket on and that guy had a hat on. So I'm sure it was their equivalent of, you know, their cold time of year.
Right.
So just for, like, filming reasons, it looks like they were filming around, like, October, November, I'm guessing.
Right.
But, yeah, Alex is in Neff's, Pennsylvania. She lives with her mom. Her dad left when she was a kid and moved away. She has two siblings, I think a brother and a sister. Her mom's name is Wendy, and Wendy's a very odd character in the Teen Mom universe. Like, she obviously, like, does well for herself and is able to, like, put a roof over Alex and Arabella's heads.
They seem to live in a really nice house.
Yeah, it's big. It's huge.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm guessing Pennsylvania ain't, like, super expensive, especially where they were, but she's just, there's something really odd about Wendy. She's an odd person, but I think she's smart and I agree with most of the things she says, but there's just something a little weird about her.
I agree with that. Because we see the clip from the 16 and Pregnant where she's like pretty much telling Alex to give the baby up for adoption. She's like, I will not have a baby in this house with me. And then we see her like right after where she's like, I will help you with the baby. It's like, what? It's just, her delivery is weird, I think.
Yeah, she went back on her word. She had swore up and down, like, you're not going to stay here. And then, of course, when push came to shove, she couldn't, because Alex, she was going to put the baby up for adoption. They found, like, a neighbor. I think it was someone who lived pretty close by to adopt.
Okay, I need to rewatch her 16 and Pregnant episode. Go on.
Me too. I only watched the beginning part of it, and I remembered most of it, but it's a really good one. So they found someone, and then after Arabella was born, she couldn't give her up for adoption. She couldn't get rid of her. That sounded bad, but you know what I mean. And then also Alex did try moving out but couldn't afford it and had to move back home. And I could see being a parent, and you know, you can't, I could never like put my kid on the street.
Yeah, that's your kid and your grandkid,
right?
But how also, are you gonna do that?
I don't want my kid thinking like it's cool for, you know, like I wouldn't want them to assume like, oh, it'll just be fine, you know, if they were to pull some shit.
Right. There's a really fine line with teen pregnancy. I always like think about this and talk about this because it's kind of like these girls, like it's supposed to be such a bad thing for them to get pregnant, but then like their family members will reward them. Like even Barbara threw Janelle a baby shower when she was 16 and pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, why are you celebrating them and throwing them a party? It's such a bizarre thing. But what was I gonna say about Alex's situation? How did I just not realize how fucked up Matt was?
Even in the 16
because
and
I remember
pregnant,
when
yeah.
I remember when I watched this live, I remember just thinking like, oh, he's sketchy, like, you know, and we'll get to it and what he does in the episode. But I always just thought he was like a pothead. Like like when it showed the clip of him like nodding off,
mm-hmm.
when I watched that live, I thought he was just like stoned on weed and falling asleep. Like it's so crazy how naive I was. But wow, he was the original Ryan Edwards.
Oh.
Nodding off on camera.
Absolutely. Like, so Alex and Matt have been together for 2 years, and sometime during their relationship, he like developed a drug problem. We do later find out that he's on heroin. It, you know, like who knows? Who knows what it started with? But after Arabella, like he was very upfront with her about not wanting her to go through with the pregnancy, which
yeah,
I don't want to like say. I don't know, because Matt obviously has his issues, and I believe he's doing well now, so I think that's great. I'm not going to say he's nice to her at all here, but I think it's fucked up that he, from the get-go, was like, we're not going to be able to do this, probably. Like, it's going to be expensive. We don't know where we're going to live. Your mom's not going to let us stay here. I don't think we should do this. And then for Alex to go through with it, decide to keep her, and then expect Matt to change. No, because Matt was never in the first place.
No, I say that all the time. It's, you know, like, I just think about like Lewis and Brianna. Like Lewis like begged her to keep Stella,
right,
and was like, I am going to be involved. And that's why I think Lewis is such a fucked up person, because I think mm-hmm. that's so much worse with a situation like this where the dad is like, I am telling you, I do not want to do this. I'm not justifying them not being around, of course, but at the same time, it's like, eh, they kind of told you from the beginning that
they
weren't into this as well. So I agree with you. And I honestly think it's just that 16-year-old my brain isn't fully
yeah.
developed mentality. It's like thinking that a baby will change a guy, just like how everyone speculates Chelsea got pregnant on purpose to keep Adam around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, you romanticize the idea of having a baby and having a family and everything. Yeah, it's not until you step into reality and real life and you realize, like, most of the time that's not how things work. But definitely as a 16-year-old, it's easy to have that picture in your head, I suppose.
Right. And who knows what the situation with Alex's dad was. Like, we said that, you know, her parents divorced and he moved away. Like, maybe there's something to do with that there. Because there usually is. If Dr. Drew were here, he would talk about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Question. So, Alex, have you ever been, you know, remember the girl on 16 and Pregnant who she wanted to give her baby for adoption to her aunt? And then she, like, changed her mind and then got the baby back. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she, like, gave it back. But then she asked for it back again. Do you remember this girl?
I didn't know it was that many times. But, yes, I do remember that. I don't remember her name.
It was, like, multiple times the baby went back and forth until she was eventually like, no, this is my daughter.
Aw. I hate that. I know the baby probably doesn't remember, but I hate stuff like that. Just, ugh. But no, so Matt is not in a good place right now. We hear from Alex that he has been in rehab for 8 weeks. Apparently he decided to go, must have been shortly before filming here. When I looked it up online, it said he was there for 6 months. I don't know if that's later when he goes back to rehab, but here it says 8 weeks. But Alex is living with her mom. She's working 3 jobs, some sort of retail gig. She works in fast food. I believe it's Taco Bell. Just by looking at the uniform, I think it's Taco Bell.
Ooh, Taco Bell. I thought it was McDonald's.
Oh, they have black uniforms too, don't they? It very well could be. And she also teaches dance. Did you used to read the I'm Bringing Blogging Back reviews or like recaps of Teen Mom back in the day?
No.
Oh my god. There was a guy, his name was Patrick. And let's see. And he used to do all these funny, he was like the Ashley, he was kind of like the Ashley, but he was way more funny in my opinion. Okay, so the website still exists. I don't know if you'll be able to find the recap still, but yeah, this website's I'm Bringing Blogging Back, and he recapped this whole season, and I remember him talking about the episode where Alex loses all of her dance costumes. And
iconic.
Yeah.
Doesn't the mom throw them out or something because they're in garbage bags?
Yeah, Alex kept them in garbage bags, and her mom's like, how do you expect me not to think it's trash? Like Angelina.
Oh.
Yeah. But I remember,
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm
oh,
so
yeah.
excited for that.
I think that's towards the end too. This guy had wrote like, how's Alex supposed to teach girls how to do the running man if she doesn't have her costume?
But I thought you were gonna say the episode where the baby rolls off the couch and just like face plant.
Oh my god, the noise.
It's not funny at all, but
she's fine. Arabella is fine. I mean, other than, you know, her situation, the
yeah,
kid is
yeah, fine.
But no, she face plants off of a table or off of a chair on hardwood floor, and the noise you hear is like, and you see it happen. It happens in the background while Alex is like practicing her dance.
Jesus.
Oh, it's good. I did notice Alex is like an anxiety face picker. I don't know if you clocked this, but under her chin and around her jaw, she has like severe swelling from picking at acne down there. And this is terrible, but this, because I'm a skincare person, but this is something I do as well. So I noticed it right away. Like whenever something triggering is happening, she probably starts to like pick at her face. So, yeah, I noticed that. It's not good for you.
I get it. Like, I swear to God, I got mask knee during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it just, like, never went away. Like, I try everything I can, everything, and I just still always break out around my mouth and around my chin. And every time I, like, catch myself touching my face, I'm like, like, everything. It's horrible. Ugh.
Have you tried retinol? Like, Retin-A?
Yeah. Yeah, I use retinol.
Wow, maybe you need to be put on like doxycycline or something, like a oral antibiotic. And it's perfect because you can't.
That. I just
you can't get pregnant on it. It's like a huge no no. So there you go. It's perfect for you.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
So Matt's coming home, and he is going to be living with Alex and Wendy at her house. As long as there are rules, you know, he has to stay sober. He has to clean up after himself. And this was the most uneventful
and occasionally occasionally mow the lawn.
Oh, they said that?
It's like literally like the easiest things. It's like literally just clean up after yourself and like don't do drugs. Like
yeah. Yeah.
It's very hard to fuck that up.
Like super good setup, like a great opportunity. It's even winter here, like I said, so he doesn't have to mow the lawn. He probably has to, like, shovel the driveway or, like, the steps, which also sucks, but if it's, like, the only thing you have to do, you know? And cleaning
up... But they probably even have a snowblower, so...
Yeah, and cleaning up after yourself is, like, the easiest thing. Like, it's...
You would think.
Yeah, it's, like, one foul swoop. Just, you're done with your dish, you put it in the sink.
You would think.
Yeah. But Matt walks through the door, and Alex and Arabella are in the kitchen, and it's the most uneventful welcome ever. Alex is just like, look who's home! And he goes and kisses Arabella, like, no warning whatsoever. He just immediately goes up to her, like, surprises her from the side and gives her a kiss on the cheek. And it's like, this baby doesn't know who you are. You've been gone for 2 months.
Yeah, it's some dark shit. Yeah. And it's weird, though, because... Okay, this is a weird situation. This is like a Mike and Lauren Sorrentino situation for me, where like they kind of look like siblings, like Matt and Alex kind of look like siblings. So the baby kind of looks like both of them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like when he's holding her, it's like, holy shit, like she looks exactly like him. But at the same time, Alex kind of looks like him, and the mom kind of looks like him. Don't they all kind of look alike?
Sure.
In a weird way?
I didn't even think of that, but you're right. They all kind of have the same eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
The same, like, round nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Arabella to me has always been a spitting image of Matt, which is super sad because A, Matt's not that good looking, but also he isn't around her. So it's just a constant reminder for her and Alex about Matt, and Alex even says that later, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
I look at her and she just reminds me of him every day.
Yeah.
But Alex, of course, just like Katie, just starts immediately pounding Matt with questions like, so how do you think rehab changed you? He's like, it hasn't. She's like, so like, when do you think we're gonna get back together? He's like, we're not. And she's like, so like, how do you feel like you've
she's
changed?
Like, so do you want to be with me or not, Matt? And he's like, what are you doing, Alex? Like, I literally just come here, you're already bombarding me, like I'm literally just trying to like hang out with my daughter. Meanwhile, he has the baby on the table and the baby like does a face plant.
Yeah.
this poor baby's already getting CTE before she even has the chance to like move on with her life.
It's
come
true
on.
Baby sons are some. Yeah, it's no, exactly. And the baby like is afraid of him because she doesn't know who he is, and he's like, do you want to take her? And Alex is like, no, I hold her all the time, you could hold her. I'm like, that's nice.
He's holding her like, I know you don't watch Friends, but like Rachel on Friends when she holds Ross's baby Ben for the first time, and she's just holding him like out.
Sure.
There.
How you would hold and a baby. Then,
yeah, that they're like and then what does Ross say? He's like, just, you know, hold him like you would hold a football. And she's like, this is how I would hold a football.
Exactly. Just no, yeah, there's no warmth. There's no, like, compassion. You know, this isn't where he wants to be, but I think it's where he has to be. Like, I'm sure he's wore out his welcome. I don't know what his situation with his parents is, but I'm sure he's, like, outstayed his welcome with friends. And, you know, this might be the only place he does have to go other than, like, a homeless shelter. So.
Yeah, I will say that it seems like he is genuinely trying mm-hmm. to bond with the child. Whether it's working or not, he is trying.
Yeah, like at one point, like he had gave her to Alex. She put him back in, or she put Alex or Arabella back in the chair, and then he like picks her back up from the chair. So it wasn't like I did my time, like Lewis or something. Like I picked her up for 2 seconds. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but Alex is making it really hard. Like, she's very annoying. Alex may be the most annoying mom in the franchise, in my opinion. I will say she works her ass off, and, like, good for her. And I think she's, from what I remember, she's a good mom, but she's just unbearable to be around. It's difficult.
She's exactly like her mom. Like, talks to people in a certain tone.
Yeah, like, you're not asking
like,
a question.
Yelling at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't come off as like a friendly thing. It's like, this is what I need from you, and I need it now.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you think you're going to be able to live here and stay sober? Like, that's not really actually a question. It's more like, you're fucking staying here and you're staying sober type of thing. Like, don't fuck this
right,
up.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I wrote down, Matt has barely gotten his shoes off, and Alex asks, are you gonna be with me? Some time goes by, and Alex says how Matt has been completely ignoring her, shocker, and we get a shot of Matt in, like, basically a stoner den. Like, either this this strict household already had a stoner den in it, or he MacGyvered some shit real quick. It's like, the room has a black light in it, he's watching TV, it even looks a little hazy, like, this is not a very good
I
setup.
Thought he was, like, playing a video game. He had some sort of, like, you know, an Xbox or a PlayStation remote in his hand, I think.
Probably. It's, like, the one thing he had in his luggage, yeah.
He left his friggin' breakfast out.
He left a half-burnt bagel and some, like, cold, overdone scrambled eggs in the kitchen, and Alex is pissed.
Such a waste. It literally looks like he took two bites of food and then just left the plate there.
I don't think you get hungry while you're on heroin.
Trust me, when I was, like, 16, this is probably something I would have done, too, but, like, 31-year-old me is like, what a waste of food. Like, just eat it, please. Yeah. You know?
Like, I spent money on that shit? Yeah, for sure.
And get your macros in.
He probably cracks the egg and leaves the shells in the fucking carton, too. He's probably one of those.
Oh my god, the Jersey Shore. Just throw them in the other half of the sink.
So gross. So Alex mentions he hasn't been cleaning up after himself, and Wendy calls him in to, like, I don't know, a spare bedroom or something. I don't know. This is a huge house. And she says, you know, I really respect you. I've heard you finish schooling. Like, and he's like, yeah, I finished my GED. And she's like, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. I know you're a smart kid. There are rules if you're going to stay here, though. You need to clean up after yourself, and I need to see an effort from you. Is that something we can agree on? He's barely looking at her and just says, like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wendy's like, okay, thank you. He walks out of the room, doesn't even acknowledge that Alex is there. He walks straight past her. He does not give a fuck. He doesn't want to be with Alex in the slightest. And Wendy says she gives it a week before he's gone.
She's like, you know, I like Matt, but if you want my honest opinion, I give it a week. And then Alex is like, well, he gave you more mm-hmms than he normally does. It's like our standards for men when we were teenagers. Yes. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Absolutely. And I mean, we could talk about it later, but Alex is married now. She has another daughter. And this new guy looks exactly like Matt. Did you see this?
Yes, I saw him. What is her daughter's name, though? Because, I'm sorry, Arabella is an insane
name. It's a terrible name.
I hope that her taste in names kind of got a little better.
I want to know. I was about to look up Arabella. Her last name is Peters. Her name is Alexandra Peters now. Oh, God. It's Althea.
Stop.
Althea Meredith Peters.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a choice.
Well, exactly. So Wendy's gonna watch Arabella so Alex and Matt can go out, you know, let off some steam, hang out, whatever, go on a date. So they go bowling.
Go bowling, of all things.
Yeah, I mean, they're not 21. What else are you gonna do? I like bowling.
What else are you gonna do? They're, you know, where else are they gonna be able to film?
Yeah, the Froyo shops are all closed already.
Exactly.
I was on the bowling team in high school, by the way.
wait. Do you? I remember you telling me that before. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. You know what you should do one year for Halloween? You should do The Simpsons, The Pen Pals. Do you know that episode?
No, I don't know that one.
Where Homer has like a bowling team.
I'll look it up.
Oh my God. Okay.
Sure, I'll do it.
Do you remember the episode of Teen Mom 3 when Alex goes to see Her Eyes Set to Kill, like that screamo band?
Yes!
She like goes to see them.
I didn't remember till just now. Holy shit.
I'm so excited.
Oh, so good. I can't wait. But they're bowling and Alex is like, we're having such a great time. Matt, aren't you having fun? And he's like, you want to go? Do you want to just leave? And Alex,
he wants to go to like some sketchy ass part of town.
Yeah, she's like, I guess. And she tells us how he's saying he wants to go get food from his favorite place, aka a gas station where he can score some drugs. Mm-hmm. And she's driving them there, and the whole time he's getting, like, increasingly more hyped up the closer they get to this place. He's like, isn't it crazy how I feel more happy, like how I feel more comfortable in this part of town than I do at your house? Isn't that crazy? I'm just going to lean out the window and start yelling at people. Like, woo, there's some drug dealers over there.
He's like, woo, woo, I just want to, like, roll the windows down and, like, start talking to people, man. Like,
like Tyler. He's fully Tyler yeah. right now.
He's fully Tyler, just castrate my ass. He's like, he's going full up.
He knows he's about to score, and I'm sure this is a normal thing for someone who's addicted to, like, heroin or meth or whatever. I don't know. Can't say I've been there. But they pull up to this gas station, and Alex gives him some cash, and he's like, oh, they better have some sandwiches here. That's why I came here, was for the sandwiches. Sandwiches. And,
At first, I was actually kind of like, I believe that you could get, like, this was one of those giant, sketchy ass, this is, like, a place, okay, so, like, the city I grew up in, Hamilton, there's, like, a street of bars called Hess Village, and, like, it's in kind of a really sketchy area of the city.
Okay.
And, but it's all, like, you know, college and university kids and stuff like that there. So it's really not sketchy when the bars are open, but then all the, like, food places and stuff like that around it are very sketchy. So, like, you go there at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's, like, half, like, crackheads outside trying to get money from you, half, you know, drunk 20-year-olds from the bar.
Right.
So that's kind of what I pictured this situation to be. I'm like, I can see sometimes the sketchiest places do have, like, the best food.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, like, if it's late at night or whatever. But when he walked out with literally nothing except for, like, a pop in his hand, mm-hmm. I was like, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes out. I think she said she gave him $16. And he comes out with a can of pop. And he gives her, like, a dollar back. And she's like, where's the rest? And he's like, okay, here. And then reaches in his pocket and gives her, like, a couple more dollars. And she's like, what the fuck else did you buy? And he swears that he just got the pop and got, like, a handful of 10-cent candies next to the cash register. And that was it. And he didn't have any more money.
He's like, oh, I just grabbed a handful. And the worker was like, just give me $5. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
He's just talking
out of his
ass.
So what, you just, like, you just shoved a handful of, like, Sour Patch Kids in your mouth or something?
Like, Werther's. Like,
where did they go?
Yeah. And she's like, and she asks, I think, like, where are they? And he's like, I ate them already. Like, he literally just went from the register to the car. And he's like, they're all gone. I already ate them. And Alex is livid. Like, he obviously just scored, like, a dime bag. Whatever $10 worth of heroin is. And she's so pissed off. She's like, this is what I can't stand about you. Like, you just lose money left and right. I can never trust you. Like, you obviously just bought drugs. Yeah. It's a really creepy, yeah. sad scene.
Horrible, horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot about this scene. This is one of the wilder things we've seen on this show, if you really think about it. That we literally just saw him, like, do a drug deal and then gaslight her.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And he keeps saying, like, oh, it's only $10. But she's like, that's a lot of money to me. And I feel bad for her because she does work 3 jobs. Technically 4 if you want to include the
parenting?
Teen mom thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That too. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I'd be pissed too if I was working 3 jobs. He didn't have one. And she made it sound like this isn't the first time something like that has happened. And I didn't forget this had happened, but I forgot it was in the premiere. Like, doubling down already.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned, when we saw, so in the beginning of her 16 and pregnant episode, they showed pictures throughout their relationship. And when they started dating, Alex and Matt were, like, scene kids.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise
yeah,
me.
Yeah. They both had, like, black hair and all that kind of thing. And then when she's yelling at him at the end of the 16 and pregnant episode, he has bright orange hair. And it didn't occur to me until then. I'm like, oh, he must have been bleaching out the black. And it's that weird in-between orange color.
Right. Yeah, it's very, and that's one thing I absolutely love about 16 and Pregnant and all the early teen moms. It's like, it's such a, same with you, because we're the same age. It's such like a nostalgic, like part in time and like, you know, like the fashions, everything about it, because like a lot of them were scene kits. Like I said, even in Katie's episode, she had the spacers and she was wearing like the skinny jeans and she had the big like Lady Gaga sunglasses on, you know. And like I said, we get to see Alex go see her I Set to Kill, which is a band I totally forgot about. And we get to see her scene girl it out in this. So, yeah.
So good. And when they're going to the car and Alex is saying, like, I don't want to go to that part of the town. Like, let's not go. She's wearing a like bedazzled love pink Victoria's Secret sweatshirt, which is also perfect because, again, iconic. It's not a teen mom show without some Victoria's Secret pink up in there.
Exactly.
Alex drives them home and they're fighting the whole time and they're just parked in the driveway of Alex's house. And at one point, Wendy comes out and knocks on the window and Alex snaps at her like, I'm talking! And I'm like, even at, I mean, I think Alex is 17 here. She hasn't finished her diploma. She hasn't graduated high school yet. She couldn't. My mom would have snatched me out of that car. Like, the way she talks to Wendy sometimes, and we're going to continuously see this throughout the season. Like, Alex walks all over Wendy.
I mean, what can Wendy really do, though? Like, that's your daughter. She probably has some form of, you know, postpartum depression or something. Mm-hmm. Some form of trauma from what she's going through with Matt. Like, you know, it's one of those situations where it's like, I don't know. She probably just feels like she has to be easy on her because, man, I wouldn't want Alex's life. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely not. And I'm glad that she seems to have found happiness now, for sure. But it's just hard because it's not like, with them dating, I'm assuming, you know, he might have, like, smoked pot sometimes, but, like, they make it sound like they were really happy for the first, like, half, maybe 2 years of the relationship, and then he fell into drugs. Like, he always was, like, in and out of trouble, but then he became, like, a hardcore drug addict. So she's like, this isn't the person I fell in love with, but the person you were, I loved, and I just want you to be that person again. So it's really sad. Yeah.
It's sad. Like I said, I feel like she probably kept the baby in hopes that it was going to make him change and make him be that person again. And unfortunately, that's most of the time not how things happen for these girls. So it's sad, but I'm so excited to, like, you know, go back and relive these insane moments that I forgot about. The other really iconic one with Alex, I remember, is Matt wearing like a tie-dye shirt and she's like screaming at him and then he screams back and then she like turns her face and like rolls her eyes.
Say yes, something, bitch.
Yes. Yes. And then the mom is like, oh, okay, let's relax.
Yeah. Like Amber's dad. All right, calm down. Like after Amber just straight up chokes out Gary, he's like, okay, settle down.
Don't you talk about my goddamn dad that way.
Slap.
Oh my God. Dark. Yeah. Darkness everywhere.
Just for us, all wrapped beautifully and placed in front of us like a Christmas present. But that is how the episode ends. I literally won't be surprised at whatever happens in the next episode. Like, the next one could be the fashion show episode, for all I know. Or, there's an episode where Brianna, like, the whole coven goes and they're, like, sitting outside of Devoyne's apartment. And they're, like, partying. They're having, like, a full-on tailgate party in front of his fucking apartment.
Okay, I don't remember that, but I thought that you were gonna say the episode where Brianna goes for her first like in-person class and Roxanne makes Brittany like wait in the car with her and then Brittany's like, this is fucking ridiculous, man. Like, she's 18 years old, like, she doesn't need us to wait for her in the car.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
And then remember at the reunion, Roxanne takes off her shoe and tries to throw it at Devoyne.
Of course, it's a classic. Classique.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Me too. Ooh,
such a good season.
Yes. But yeah, that's how it wraps up. We get like the life is hard sometimes montage. I think Nick called it once and I've never been able to forget it ever since. Like, They're all like holding their crying babies, and yeah, and some free music is playing in the background.
Yeah, just like for this week's Teen Mom Next Chapter episode, because you know, they show that Amber lost custody of James. And in that montage, it just shows like Christina and Amber on the couch together, and Christina is like sobbing, and Amber's just like like the most straight face, like could not give a shit.
She's like, it was like, James.
Yeah. MTV is like the most incredible editors ever.
I thought you were gonna say, like usual, when they're doing that montage, and it's always you see Gary and Christina like with the kids doing with something Leah. with the kids. And then Amber's just like by herself dancing in her living room or something.
yeah, like sitting on her couch, like on her phone.
Yeah, being a mom is hard.
Incredible.
So,
especially if you're Amber Portwood.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, guys, we're going to keep watching this. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm guessing it'll be more like a bi-weekly thing. Yeah,
we're just going to do them whenever we both can record. So
yeah, I'm
AKA whenever Erica has the time.
Because I'm a mom. I'm a mom. And I also have a job.
You are a mother.
I am a mother. But like, to be honest with y'all, like I don't want to, but I'm thinking I might need to start releasing my podcast a day late. Usually I do Thursdays, I might have to start being Fridays. Like, Monday is like a prime recording day for me, and fucking Surreal Life doesn't show till Monday nights at 8 o'clock. So that fucks with me. I know.
That's annoying. Mm. Yeah.
It is what it is. But anywho, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably already know where to find us, but you can find me, Erica, at Surreality Pod on Instagram and anywhere you can get podcasts. What about you, Justine?
The Shore Store and Shore Store Pod on Instagram. And yeah.
Yeah. And Justine has a Patreon. She has a killer Patreon where she puts up, like, it seems like 3 episodes a week sometimes. It's probably more like 2, but
I do 2 plus my main feed early release. But yeah, so I, on my Patreon, patreon.com/shorejustine, I have a teen mom tier, and Erica and I have done lots of episodes on there. And I recap all the new episodes weekly as they come along. Nothing crazy. I just give my brief thoughts on it, but I love doing it. I love teen mom. I hope it never ends. I love it.
I know. And I know we mentioned it before, and it's like, I'll watch this show forever. And I like totally fell off of this season, but I've caught up, because when you watch, I felt like the episode we watched, it recapped so much of what else had happened so far in the season. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, I know what's up.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a show that you need to like watch every episode. Like, mm-hmm. like this week's episode, Caitlin and Tyler's segment, it was about them going to get Veda's ears checked because she gets a lot of ear infections. It's like, okay, like I don't care about that. But like Brianna dating a 55-year-old man who was a security guard for Caitlin and Tyler in the past, like, yes, I want to watch that shit play out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I honestly feel like how they're doing everything right now, I know a lot of people don't like it. It gets like scrutinized a lot within the fandom, but I actually think how they are going about things is perfect for what the show has become. Like, putting all the girls on one show, great idea. We do not need 2 shows.
Mm-hmm, not
and,
anymore.
And then with the girls' night in thing, it's very refreshing to watch that, because it's not like scripted, manufactured conversations like we've seen on the show. It's literally just them with their friends, like drinking and like laughing at other cast members. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I love it.
I like it. And, you know, I'm going to attempt to watch the second season of Family Reunion when they do it, and we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it is what it is, but it's Teen Mom.
If we plan on covering it, I bet some shit will happen. Oh, wait, it already filmed. That's right. They've already had, like, the big fight and shit. God, that seems like so long ago
already. Roxanne and Pastor T, like, friggin' got into it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
And Ashley, so when that happened, she had acknowledged she was, I think they acknowledged she was super early in her pregnancy, and she was, that's why she said it was okay to fight, because she was so early, like 5 weeks or something. She still hasn't started showing, which is really surprising to me. And I don't think she's really talking about the pregnancy, kind of like Kale.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, is Ashley still pregnant?
So that was late August when that happened. So I guess it wouldn't be out of the question. Usually women show sooner with their second, so maybe that's why I'm surprised, but we'll see.
Yeah. Only time will tell, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today's Surreal Shore production, guys. We'll be back soon with another episode of Teen Mom 3. Meanwhile, make sure you check out Surreality Pod and The Shore Store and The Shore Store Patreon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.